in an effort to secure the stories, the mementos, and the memories of those who fought in wars. The Veterans Oral History Project is underway through the Warren County Public Library. Ashley Folks, branch manager of the Bob Kirby branch, joins us to share information about the project.
Yes, it's a project that the Library of Congress began so that they could document stories from those who have served both in the military and in war times. Their goal is to provide a history for future generations and make it accessible to people all across our nation and worldwide as well.
Oral histories are a way of sharing stories and, in so doing, sharing history. How has the response been thus far?
We have been doing interviews for the past few months. Our goal was to get the servicemen who were a part of World War II first, because of the 16 million servicemen from that war, only 877,000 veterans are alive today. So as they age, you know, memories change, memories can be lost, and health goes down. We wanted to capture these stories before it was too late, and we have also launched out into all service branches and all ages. So we've gotten a variety of responses.
Well, you know, from what we understand about those who have fought in wars, there are some who prefer to keep those stories to themselves. They will never be released. They will never share. Are you finding that through these kinds of projects, perhaps it's an opportunity for those people that have been holding these stories within that they can maybe finally share them?
I believe it does provide a bit of relief, but it is interesting that there is a lot of privacy about them. Some people, it's therapeutic for them. Others, they're a little reluctant. So there's had to be a certain level of trust be cultivated. And when our staff members talk to these folks, they get to know them. They share the fact that this is an important story and that they're doing this to safeguard it, to protect it, and to let people know what's been going on. What we've learned as well is that they may be reluctant at first, but with a little bit of time, people telling them, oh, it really was a great interview process, then they ultimately will get involved themselves and share interviews.
So take us through the logistics. I'm a veteran. I want to share my story. Now what?
You call the Bob Kirby Branch Library, and you tell them that you are interested in the project. We take down your name. We call you back. One of our people who are on our committee will do the interview, set up a time, come in, and we have some paperwork that you fill out, giving us permission to take your story eventually to the Library of Congress and to upload it on our YouTube channel. And then for about 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, you'll just answer questions, easy questions that help you guide the story, help you maybe remember some significant details. And then we take your picture at the end. And then what we do is we upload that information for everybody to enjoy in the community.
And so you're really following the model that was put together by the Library of Congress. They have got the suggested questions, and
they
you just kind of follow that.
And they can be veterans of wartime or peacetime. Everybody has a story to tell. And whatever happened to you in the military was very interesting, whether you were on the front lines, middle lines, back lines, you know, doing the latrines, whatever. They're all contributing toward the success of our military and deserve to be heard.
It's called the Veterans Oral History Project, and you can share your story by calling the Bob Kirby branch of the Warren County Public Library. We've been talking with branch manager Ashley Folks. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.